So why did you file a lawsuit against these 13 cities?
We're trying to end the practice of debtors' prisons and cash bail once and for all, and to end this system that is systematically violating the civil rights of poor people and Black people in our region. And frankly, I think as we've talked about before, it's really hopefully going to be the beginning of the end of the municipal court system as we know it. The abuses that we've described both in Ferguson and Jennings and St. Anne and Velda City and now these 13 cities should be taken seriously. And I think we ought to really consider whether or not we want this system to continue.
Every time I've interviewed you, or most times I've interviewed you, one of the questions I ask you is, if we just focus on Ferguson, things are not going to get better in St. Louis County if every other city is engaging in the practices they were accused of. Is this an attempt to broaden the focus and make people's lives better?
Absolutely. This is an attempt to relieve the sort of criminalization of poverty and Black life in our region, and just to end this conspiracy to jail people because they're too poor to make a payment. You're right that I've often said that if we only focused on the city of Ferguson, we'll be missing the broader point, because there are an additional 80 towns that have their own court. And until all of those courts and police departments end these practices, it won't really change people's lives in this region. And we're hoping that this suit will bring about an end to those practices and make real change in people's lives.
For what you're asking for, besides monetary damages for the plaintiffs, you want a federal court to basically declare these cities are engaging in unconstitutional practices and ordering them to stop. Is that correct?
That's right. This would be very similar to what we asked for and obtained in the city of Jennings. Have the federal court enter into an order making some statements about the illegitimacy of jailing people because they're too poor to make a payment, and then adopting some reforms to their court system that'll make it more fair and just for everybody.
Is there any reason you chose these 13 cities and not, say, other cities that take in a lot of revenue, like ones in Central and West County?
So these cities are held together by St. Anne and the availability of St. Anne's jail. Every one of the cities that we've sued contracts with the city of St. Anne in order to jail people because they don't have a jail that's big enough to hold people overnight. So without renting jail space from the city of St. Anne's jail, they couldn't execute on this scheme. So there are other cities that we intend to bring lawsuits against, but this suit itself is unified by their use of the city of St. Anne's jail.
And from reading the lawsuit, one of the big issues and one of the reasons you feel that there's constitutional violations here is just the conditions in this jail are really, really bad. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have heard horrific things. One of our plaintiffs was held there for a two-week period, was not allowed to change her clothes. She was menstruating at the time and was not provided feminine hygiene products. This is a very common complaint that we hear from women who are often the victims of these institutions. And that it's because these jails are not made really for overnight. They crowd people into. There's 42 beds available, I think, at the St. Anne jail. But in certain cells, there'll be many more people than the jail is supposed to hold, according to our clients, are being crammed into these places. They're not provided blankets. They're not provided adequate nutrition. It's a place where clients of ours who have spent time in state prison have said they'd rather be in state prison than in the St. Anne jail.
So you mentioned before that you've done lawsuits against other cities. I think Florissant, Jennings, Ferguson, Velda City, St. Louis County as well. They're not a city, but they are a municipality in some instances,
right,
in unincorporated areas. What has kind of been the pushback from these cities when you do this? I know that Jennings eventually settled, but have you found that some of the other places that you've sued are willing to fight tooth and nail against this?
So with the exception of Ferguson, we've had very successful negotiations and settlement discussions with the towns. Once we brought the practices to their attention, they've adopted some reforms, and made real change. The St. Louis County lawsuit that you described is about the use of wanteds, and we're too early in that lawsuit to really know. So we haven't gotten into any settlement discussions.
So we've tried to contact either city attorneys or city officials for all of these cities. I mean, some are still reading the lawsuit, others are not commenting. But do you have any early expectations or heard any early reactions of how these cities are reacting to this and what you expect from the proceedings ahead?
So I don't know who the city attorney is for every one of these cities, but we do know that the lawyers for Curtis Hines, Garrett O'Keefe, are city attorneys for many of these cities. We've had a very good experience with them thus far. Again, with the exception of the city of Ferguson's lawsuit, we've had very good experience with those lawyers and sat down and had productive conversations. And we expect that we'll have the same type of conversations with them at least early on.
If they all decide like to take a similar path as Jennings and say, we're going to change our ways, we're going to institute new practices. Again, this is not all of St. Louis County. This is 13 cities. You still have to do more. How do you think that will make people's lives better in St. Louis County?
Well, if you think about what's going on in Jennings right now, no one is being jailed for the failure to pay a fine. People are not being threatened with jail. Warrants are not being issued when someone is unable to make a payment. If they miss a court date, they're being sent a letter. They're getting phone calls. The process is much more fair. That's resulted in a lower number of people having to go to court, being required to go to court on a daily basis, and fewer people are being held in their jail. We're hoping that we will end the practice permanently of jailing people because of their poverty. There are ways to address the issues that confront our clients that don't have anything to do with jailing or excessive fines and fees. If we want to get serious about public safety, the answer isn't to assess a fine to someone who's indigent. The answer is to put them in contact with somebody who can help them fix their car, show them the path to get their driver's license reinstated, help them obtain their vehicle registration. There are services available and a network of social services available. Courts haven't traditionally acted that way, but that's something that they could do in the future.